we all have been part of this journey. At least banks are now trying to focus on the personalized customer experience that they can deliver either to a segment or even to individual, to the segment of one. How important it is in current market scenario for banks to deliver this personalized experience, both from pricing and product perspective. John?
Yeah, thanks, Porky. I think it's definitely a trend that we're seeing, increased personalization enabled by modern advanced technology. It's become an expectation from consumers that they're seeing it in other walks of life, and they do expect it from their bank. I think when the personalization enters the realm of pricing, it becomes trickier. I mean, nobody questions making some of the perhaps marketing prompts or nudges being personalized to you, so it's what you expect. But pricing is more sensitive because price goes up, price goes down, and that has questions of fairness. There are questions in terms of regulatory regime. So in the UK, for example, where I'm based, we have treating customers fairly rules. We have the new consumer duty coming in. None of those things prohibit price being fine-tuned to individual circumstances, but there are frameworks and guidelines in which that has to apply. I think particularly in the case of consumer duty, where it's an outcome-based piece of regulation where there are no strict rules. What we're seeing is the banks being very conservative at the moment, being very risk adverse, and perhaps being very reluctant to go further down a route of personalized pricing at this point in time. I think it is a point in time thing. I think as those regulations start to embed, as the banks start to understand how those things actually get enforced or not enforced and understand the realm of what's possible, I do think that journey to a more personalized pricing experience is inevitable, but it's not going to be something that just transforms overnight, because banking is a conservative industry, and for all the right reasons, it's very highly regulated. I think the other thing that I would say is that there are different ways in which that can be applied. One way of doing that is just applying a different price on that customer's core product. So if you've got a certain set of characteristics, pricing your loan should be different. And I think where that relates to risk, that's pretty well accepted by most people that risky borrowers should be priced higher. When it comes into questions of perhaps price sensitivity, and should somebody who's just more price sensitive get a different price on the deposit? I think that's a much harder, more questionable decision to put in place given the regulatory regime. Mm-hmm. But I think there are different ways to achieve it as well. So rather than just look at the price on the core product, you can give value back in different ways. So for example, through customer level, more holistic loyalty schemes, you can give value back in the form of rewards. Indeed, you can give value back in the form of additional rates. And I think those sort of things I expect to see more and more of. They're not really, there's very little basis to question them. But where, I think it's where people get priced up, that's where it's a bit more contentious. And I think banks will probably stay clear from that. And certainly markets like the UK, I think other markets mm-hmm. will have different perspectives and different norms.
Very interesting, John, and extremely insightful. There is a fine balance, as you rightly articulated, between personalizing the customer experience from a pricing perspective and product perspective to what from a regulator perspective you are seeing doing the right thing, and from a from a customer perspective they don't feel too much differentiated. But what I also feel is an important element, that these personalized experience that you talk about, whether it is in terms of running holistic loyalty campaigns or delivering value through your interactions on the app. And I'll quote one very recent example that I personally experienced from Monzo. As we all know, Monzo is a digital bank or a neobank here in the UK. And I've been a user of Monzo now for almost 5-6 years. The interesting aspect about these banks, even though they are not able to, let's say, compete in terms of giving a competitive price point with the likes of Marcus or Chase because of the deep pockets, whether we talk about the interest rates that now currently Marcus or Chase offer on a very high percentage basis, whereas if you look at somebody like Monzo, they are taking it up step by step. But the experience that they deliver on the overall value, for example, simply giving you capability to add multiple products and services from the investment side, from the mortgage side, into a view where they overall capture your relationship and give you price points across multiple products based on the products that you have onboarded. If you're onboarding more products, you're doing better banking, the value that you achieve by your overall relationship with Monzo increases, and thus their price points then differ from a customer who is only just using their current account. So ultimately, it's about the value. And Madhur, with your experience, also I would like to understand, have you seen other banks across the world taking on similar path? And what's the trend according to you now here in the Western world?
I take note of what you said, Pulkit, in terms of the experience itself and what John very importantly spoke about regulation. But much more, I would say, the conservative nature of what I would call high street banks in the UK as an example, right? But having these points which you make are absolutely important. But the fact is that loyalty is at a premium, right? And what I have observed as well overall across the Western world, not necessarily across Western world, globally as well, is that people are willing to look at multi-bank experience where they're saying my savings and deposits can be in a bank which is giving me a better rate if I just focus on rate, while my other banking experiences continue to be in a place, right, in another bank. Since loyalty is at a premium, since there are players in the market who are still backed regulatory, they're not, in a sense, from a consumer's viewpoint, they're not risky. Customers are willing to move balances, if I would say, even on a very regular basis, not just once in a quarter or once in a half year kind of scenario, but customers are willing to move balances because, like you said, the experience of doing this is so much easier now with many banks, right? So personalized experiences, in my view, when I say personalized experiences, I'm not talking about what you said, Pulkit, about how easy it is to do XYZ with the bank, the way they're interacting with you, etc. But the fact that personalization based on each individual's preference at that point in time, some are looking to save long term, some are looking to save just for a very short term. That personalization, you know, of term, of rate, of looking at the overall value, banks can't get away from that. And simply because of the fact that there are many and more new age players who are willing to do that, and they will force larger banks, like, you know, John rightly said, banks are conservative, they will move towards it, maybe at a slower pace, but they don't have a choice. They have to deliver personalized experience. And I believe technology, which was a constraint slightly earlier, you know, how do I price a deposit for a customer at a particular rate, dependent on multiple things, but still keeping the regulations in mind. Now technology does allow you to do it. And I fundamentally believe it is the bank's innate nature of inertia, which, you know, apart from, of course, the regulatory parts, which John spoke of, it's purely inertia and purely their internal structures, which does not allow them to do this at the pace which the market demands. I believe the market pressure is going to force banks to move into personalized experiences. There's no other way for banks.
Thank you, Madhur. And you raised a very important point around the technology and how it is enabling bank to deliver these personalized products and experience, and in turn, either increase their wallet share with the customer or drive customer loyalty or increase their lifetime value.